Henry LeMay.
And you're born in?
Born in Meeks, Louisiana.
Okay. Now, what were you telling me about your mother and father? You said you knew that you knew your father was an Indian?
No,
your papa.
My mama.
Oh, I see.
My mama was an Indian, and my papa was, well, he was a white man's son. I don't know what you call it, that mix or something.
Yeah.
And you want to go all over the whole thing?
No, that's okay. And you lived in...
I lived in Meeks all my days.
Yeah.
Only I went different place, you know, but that's my home station there.
Did y'all have any... when you were coming up, did your father speak French?
That's all he speak, yeah, French. Nothing but French. In fact, when I was coming up, very few people and I talked American. I knew how to talk. I ain't telling you better than I talk with the white folks. Them people didn't know about American. Once them people ask them by feather to tell you get away from here. Don't know nothing. They just started that since World War II. Well, I said World War I, yeah. Mm-hmm. But most of the people on this fortress have talked French. I mean, Creole, you know. And so they didn't know nothing.
Well, me, no parconé.
Parconé,
yeah.
Monsieur.
So I can't talk with
you. You can't talk with her.
Well, I tell you what happened to me. When I went to France, the captain, I was working on the bridge yard, you know, cutting down, dressing lumber, you know, to go on the bridge on the front yard. And as the captain come in there, he asked if anybody in here know how to talk French. Well, I didn't know how to talk French like a Frenchman, but I raised my hand. And he took me in town on a motorcycle, you know, he was riding in the buggy, and me and Willie were riding on that thing. Had to go get a pool table to another Frenchman. Now, he didn't know nothing. He told me, I want that pool table, but you talk to that Frenchman. And then I come around and I talk to that Frenchman, you know, call him camarade and all like that. I made him understand. Of course, I wasn't talking pure French, you know. So when we left, he turned around and looked at me. He said, man, why you learn that damn gumbo? I said, I was born a Creole. He said, well, darn good thing you are. So he kept me, you know, to talk. I didn't do nothing but ride motorcycle after that, about 3 or 4 months. I sure did, but it's good to know it. That's no joke. If you don't know that, someplace you go, mister, then I don't know about now. But I'm about 20 years ago, out there south, where you go, them people ain't paying you no attention. Now, that's the truth. Mm. I said, now, you know that something. And I was in a hospital in Alexandria with some Frenchmen. And I heard him was talking. You know, I couldn't hardly understand. It's different from me. It's different. I said, I don't know. They talk that pure stuff. Yeah, I said, but we don't talk like that.
Yeah.
Everybody. In fact, you take St. James, they talk it different from me. When I was in St. James, if a man would call me, oh, Henry, they'll answer the sack. Oh, Henry, oh. I thought that was the devilish thing I ever, but I learned it myself. I had to do it the way now. Now, that's different. Them people in the South West Louisiana do the same thing, but they talk it. I say better than me, for sure. Of course, you take about 45, oh, more than that. About 70 years ago, I started to talk. When I was working in the white folks' yard, you know. Well, they had school teachers and they had lawyers and everything. Well, I learned that with them. But now, in fact, everybody, you can't tell. They're all talking very.
Yeah?
That's right.
What is that?
What?
Attract them.
Who is? Yeah,
y'all gotta go?
No, it's when a man crossed the street. His car.
What's that? God?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that belongs to that fellow over there. Well, I used to have a garden when I was able, but since I've taken sick there, I was taking sick in August, I'm just kind of getting them now.
Yes.
I can't handle it. Breast is short and then I'm too old anyhow.
I'm sorry about that.
That's just one of them things. Me and the old lady both sick. But I get to run anyhow. Take my time, you see.
Yeah.
Now,
when did you learn to speak English? Your father and mother, they didn't speak no?
No.
Didn't speak no.
When I knew them, they didn't hardly talk that much.